I guess I shouldn't be surprised, just because teenagers are pretty creative and inventive, and they've had other household products that they've taken to try to get high or drunk on in the past, so I guess drinking soap should be a surprise, but it's not a great surprise, I guess.
How often are you seeing cases where you are?
Actually, thankfully, it's very rare. I've spoken to the physicians that I work with. There are 10 of us, and one person has seen someone with that, and that's it. So that's great.
And, of course, there are dangers associated with this. Kind of go into detail about what some of those dangers are.
Well, one is that teenagers, in order to extract the alcohol from the hand sanitizers, have to either distill it or use a combination of other chemicals to get the alcohol separated from the soap. So that can lead to all kinds of problems just with improperly distilling the product. They can poison themselves that way. And then the other thing is if they are successful in distilling the alcohol out, they can get very, very drunk from it because they'll have almost 100% alcohol.
Now, what should parents know about buying that hand sanitizer? Because on one hand, officials say, okay, you need hand sanitizer around to clean your hands, to stay clean, to stay healthy. But then we go and do that, and then this happens. So what more should parents know? We don't know what to do now.
Yeah, apparently the gel form of hand sanitizer can be separated into the alcohol component more easily than the foam part, the foam version. So if people wanted to buy hand sanitizer, the foam apparently is much safer from an alcohol poisoning standpoint. The teenagers probably would not be able to extract the alcohol from the foam soap.
And it looks like these cases have just started popping up, maybe just this year alone or
so.
Yeah, I think so. So last year and a year before that, you were not talking about teens drinking hand sanitizer, it looks like.
No, but they were and still are consuming other substances. Thankfully, the pharmacies and the grocery stores have limited access to some of the cough medicines and other allergy medicines that the teens were taking. But another product that actually we had written about here that we're seeing is synthetic marijuana, which is still available in Maryland. So they're taking that and smoking that.
Trying everything they can, I guess, to be creative.
Correct.
Okay. Doctor, anything you think we left out? Anything at all you want to tell our audience and parents?
No, I think you did a good job.
And then what are some of the signs or symptoms if a parent walks in the door from work and they see something wrong with their kid and the kid can't get it, they can't get it out of the kid, what's wrong with them? What might be some signs that they've done this?
Well, the most common symptoms if they were successfully extracting the alcohol is they will be inebriated. They'll have slurred speech. They'll have trouble walking, talking. They may smell like alcohol. And hopefully most parents will be able to recognize someone who's, in fact, drunk. The other symptoms that they should look for are the child's vomiting repeatedly, altered mental status, significant change in behavior. That may also indicate that the child got into something in addition to the alcohol when he was trying to extract the alcohol from the sanitizer. So those things would necessitate, especially altered mental status, repeated vomiting, an emergency room visit immediately.